Okay, Rabose, this week's Pasha, Pasha's Lech Lecha. And we're going to see certain Yesodos about Bris Mila. And also, we're going to take a look at the famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger about Bris Mila that talks about the grandfather's involvement in Bris Mila as well. So hopefully never in the exact circumstances that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is talking about, but still nonetheless, the idea of the grandfather's involvement in Bris Mila. But again, not the circumstances that he's talking about, we'll see in a second. The Torah tells us in Parshas Lech Lecha, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Nimal Avram Yishmael Beno. So it's fascinating. I Avram is 99 years old. 99 years old, having a Bris Mila. Avram Ben Tishim Vatesha Shana Bilo Basar Oloso. So just there's a Torah leaflet that comes out weekly from Bells in Antwerp. It's one of my favorite things. And only the truth of Bells in Antwerp. And so so I saw it on my wife's phone, and we get it from somebody. So he quotes from the, I didn't put it in because I just saw it afterwards. He quotes from the Agra de Kala, that's the Bnei Yisoschar's Sefer. And the Bnei Yisoschar writes an unbelievable thing. We know Avram Avinu, we mentioned last week. The Ovos kept the whole Torah. They had kept the whole Torah even before it wasn't given. The Maral explains they were able to intuit everything in the Torah even before it was given. But the one mitzvah that they didn't do was Bris Mila. Didn't do Bris Mila until they were commanded. In other words, the Torah, everything else was before they were commanded. In other words, they were able to, with their intuition, the Maral says, they were able to understand things. And he says a beautiful idea of why that was true. You would think of Bris Mila, they would run to do the Bris Mila. Why not? So very simple. A beautiful explanation. He says, because all the other mitzvahs they'll do now, those Godel Mitzvah Vosa Mimisha'enu Mitzvah Vosa. It's always better to be commanded than not commanded. That's a whole separate discussion. But that's only on a mitzvah. So you want to do the mitzvah now, do it now. And when you command it, you'll do it again on a higher level. But Bris Mila is a mitzvah you only do once. So if you're not going to do it now, you're going to... So therefore, Avram Avinu for 99 years had this burning desire to do it. That's why it's like the 99 years were the 99 years that was burning in him to do it. And as if he was pondering on this for 99 years. And this was the, this is a fascinating, it was like the Bris Mila was being done for 99 years because he had a desire to do it. But he didn't want to do it in actuality, because then he would then not be able to do it once he was commanded. And when you're commanded to do something, you do something, it's a much higher degree. Oh, when was Avram Avinu's Bris Mila? What day of the year was his Bris Mila? Question number one. And then, there's the famous Rashi in page 5 in the beginning of next week's Parsha that Hashem went to visit Avraham when he was sick because of the Bris Mila in Eilone Mamre, in Mamre's piece of land. That's where he came to visit. And Rashi says on page 5, why did he visit Avraham in Eilone Mamre? Why? Hu shenoson lo eitza al hamila. He gave him the advice to do the Bris Mila. And that, everyone is bewildered. Everyone is bewildered by why, if Hashem tells you to do something, you need to ask your friend, should I listen? What's the Eitzah? And we could give We could have a chumash here for the next 10, 15 years, at least, giving different terutzim to this question. But I'm going to show you a terutz to this question relating to when the bris milah was given. So there's a fascinating Pirkei de Rabbi Elzer on page, the Sharbala is on page 8, going over to page 9. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elzer discusses the 10 nisyonos of Avraham Avinu on page 9. Nisoyon Hashmini, the eighth Nisoyon, the Avram ben Tishim v'teisha shanim, Amalek Hakadosh Baruch Hu Solach l'Faro v'Yitzchak. He's 99 years old, and Hashem saying, "Do a Bris Milah." Amalek Hakadosh Baruch Hu, at actually he's a tamim l'Fana. You weren't complete because you didn't have the Bris to do it. Elamol b'sar alosu. So says the. And what does it say? It says at the end of the parsha, "Be'etzem hayom hazeh," Nimol Avram, right on page 1. "Be'etzem hayom hazeh." So says the Pirkei de Rabbi Elzer. And if you look in Parshas Emor on page 4, "V'chol malacha lo sasu be'etzem hayom hazeh bayom kippur," says the Pirkei de Rabbi Elzer, the Bris Mila of Avram Avinu took place on Yom Kippur. Took place on Yom Kippur. And let's look inside on page 10 in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elzer. Mal etzem hayom hazeh b'gvurah lo od asya etzem yom kippurim. Just like it says the word etzem by yom kippurim. Mal alon kol malacha lo sasu b'etzem hayom hazeh ki yom kippurim hu she b'yom kippur, and the word etzem by the bris mila of Avram. So we compare the, like in Zeresh Shavah, the two words etzem, link the two together, and therefore says the Pirkei de Rabbi Elzer, ki b'yom ha-kippurim hu yom kippurim nimol Avram. Wow. Yom Kippur was the Bris Milah. And look what the Gemara, and this is, I would say, an aspect of Yom Kippur that we usually don't focus on. That it was the day of the Bris Milah of Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu was the first one to have a Bris Milah, and that was Yom Kippur Bris. And look what he says, look what the Pirkei de Rabbi Elzer says. The whole Shana v'Shana, that is Baruch Hu ro adam ha-Bris shel Milah shel Avram Avinu, u'mechaper al kol avonosei. Shanem ha-kima yom hazeh yichaper aleichem utar eschem. He says, every year on Yom Kippur, Hashem thinks about the blood from that Bris Milah is looked upon by Hashem, remembering. And the Bris Milah is like a korban, right? It's the sandak is ki'ilu makriv a korban. Ki'ilu makriv a korban. So that korban, Avraham Avinu, was on Yom Kippur. And every subsequent year since Avraham Avinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, part of our kapara of Yom Kippur, comes from this Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu. And we know that, you know, it's a whole discussion of, you know, a Bris Milah on, the halacha is that we do Bris Milahs on Shabbos, even though we don't take the lulav on Shabbos, and we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, because we're afraid that you're going to come to carry the shofar, or you're going to come to carry the lulav. So the question the Rishonim asked, so how come the same thing doesn't apply to Bris Milah? You'll come to carry the knife of the milah, right? So what's the answer to that question? So the answer to that question is quoted in the Ran here on page 12. There are a lot of answers. But the Ran says on page 12, it's like this. You know, if you look here on page 12 on the where the arrow is on the left side, Einu time in the Shofim Tomer, Maishna Hani de Gazrinu, Maishna Mila, the Sharia Bishabis Velo Gazrinu. How come we do a Milas on Shabbos and don't have the Gzeira that you're gonna come to carry the Mila knife? Shema Yavir Tino Ismal. Ismal is the knife, Dalit Amos Mishus Arabim. Just like we say you can't take lulav on Shabbos because you're going to come to carry the lulav. We don't blow shofar on Shabbos because you might come to. Yeah. In other words, because whenever you have a responsibility, then it's weighing on you, and you can't necessarily always think clearly. So shofar, everyone has this chiyuv of shofar. So everyone's, in this state of behola that we have to get done. So then some people will forget, carry it on Shabbos, and no one's there to remind them, hey, it's Shabbos, because everyone has this chiyuv of shofar. But by Mila, not everyone had a child 8 days ago. So Mila, you don't have that. Mila, you don't have that same pressure. So the one person has the chiyuv of Mila, or how many people are making Milas this particular Shabbos. And everyone else, if somebody will see somebody is about to carry, and they'll have more clarity of mind because they don't have the pressure. They don't have the pressure of the that they're with. But shofar, everyone has the pressure of shofar today, and everyone on Yom Hashanah, and everyone has lulav. But Mila is not for everyone, and that's how the Ran explains. So the Satmar Rebbe, who's the Satmar Rebbe? A lot of Satmar Rebbes, but the minhag and a lot of Chassidus is they have two Rebbes. So the Satmar Rebbe from Monroe, Rav Aaron Teitelbaum, he wrote this form called Chidushei Torah, and he says that he wants to suggest the pshat of why Avram had to ask Eitzah from Mamre. What was the Eitzah about? Says, the Eitzah was that Avram wanted to know, should we do it on Yom Kippur or not? Maybe Yom Kippur is the time, you could, maybe we should not do it on Yom Kippur. Maybe there's a chashash someone's going to carry, and maybe that, and that was the question. And Mamre told him, no, do a dafka on Yom Kippur. Do a dafka on Yom Kippur, because that's going to be the time that we're going to be judged in the future. So he says, Ma'atah, page 19, Yeshlomar, Kizevade shall also al daito shall Avram Avinu, Yeshol Eitz al mitzvah Hashem. Of course, Avram Avinu is not questioning whether we should do a meal or not. Hashem. But El Shol of an estopic Bisman Kiyom HaMitzvah, Im Yimol Atzmo Be'etzim Yom HaKippurim, O Yimna Atzmo B'Shil HaShashem Yervenu As Izmol Dal Amos B'Shutarabim, what should we do? Should we have it on Yom Kippur? Or maybe this is a reason to postpone. Since Yom Kippur is going to be a day of slicha, the Kavan in other words, if you have, we know by in Rosh Hashanah, if there was a Mokum Bezdin, then they allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechalios B'Shabbos, when there was a Bezdin. We don't do that bezman as that we don't have the bezdin. There was one Hungarian rabbi in Yerushalayim who permitted blowing shofar Rosh Hashanah Chalios B'Shabbes. Rav Akiva Schlesinger was his name, and I had somebody in the shir, this very shir, a descendant, cousin was mamish a descendant from this Rav Akiva Schlesinger. Fascinating sefer that he wrote on this on everything. But you have to be a fascinating type of person who would say, I'm going to follow the Rif Shita, who says that even Bisman Hazeh, we could do it in the Bezdin, and they blew. It's obviously it was a big, but Lamaisa, we don't do this. But that was the question, says the Satmar Rebbe, that Avram had to ask Eitzah from Mamre, and he said no. That this is going to be the time of judgment, and therefore this is the time that Yadavka should have it. Hashem will remember this Mesiras Nefesh throughout the generations, and therefore that was the Amalekhashbrochatasimanubanekhash. Etc. So he told him to do it. He told him to do it. And it's interesting that there is a famous sefer called Olos Ephraim. Look on page 22. Olos Ephraim. There was a woman who worked here in the library, in the Gottesman Library. Her name was Chaya Gordin. And she was a tremendous, she fought for the Medina, you know, when it was being founded and the underground, you know, she was one of a kind. One of a kind. Anyone who knew Chaya, one of a kind. So she always used to say to me, I'm from Lunchitz, where the Kliyaker was from. That's where I'm from. And the Kliyaker wrote another sefer called Olelos Efrayim. That's a sefer drush. Besides his Perush on Chumash, he wrote this other sefer called Olelos Efrayim. And the Olelos Efrayim has a whole piece here in Maamar Shin Tzadi, where he discusses that in the Bris Milah, two things are happening. I mean, more than two things, but the two things that he's focusing on are, take a look at page 25 on the second arrow. Shebishnei minei milah dibru hachachamim. Haynu milah chitzonis u milah pnimis. Hapnimis hi orlas halev. In other words, when the Bris Milah is taking place, it's not only the physical. I mean, we do Milah and Priya, we do the two skins, but not only is the physical orla removed, but the metaphysical covering on one's heart that causes a person not to be able to penetrate, have the Torah and the Kedusha penetrate in him, is removed. And the Bris Milah. So it's not only Orlas HaGuf, but even the Orlas HaLev, that metaphysical impediment, which now will enable a person to have Kedusha to come in with them, is removed as well. Metaphysically, the Orlas HaGuf and the Orlas HaLev. And that's what the Shemesh Shmuel has here about, you know, the two Se'irim on Yom Kippur. One is the Sir Lashem, which basically puts the Kedusha in the person, whereas the Seir Lazazel is the removing the negativity, etc. So the person is purified. So that now there's the famous tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eiger on page 28, 29, etc. Please look inside. So this is the story. Al dasha iloso biyoso. That's why I said the Chas V'Shalom would never have such a scenario. But it was a Yasum. Father is not there at the Bris. Sherotzim lachnisu bebrisho shel Avraham Avinu. V'avi aviv yehi hamoel. He says the grandfather was the moel, and there's someone else was the tzaddik. So normally we know that the father makes the bracha. Lachniso, right? Bevriso shel Avraham Avinu. So the question was, who, if the father is not present, who should make the bracha? Lachniso bevriso shel Avraham Avinu. Should it be made by the moel? Should it be made by the tzaddik? Who should make it? And so here, they wanted to say, Rotzen, this rabbi, this Rav who was writing to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that people wanted that the grandfather should make it, and he was the moel also. But the misnagdim lenegdo, but the counter argument was that no, the tzaddik, hatofes hatinok, yivarech lachniso, as brought down in the poskim. That maybe if the father's not there, the lachniso should be made by the tzaddik. And here the tzaddik was another person, whoever he was. So this question was brought to Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Who gets the precedent to make that bracha? So he says like this. He says like this. In Cain, look in the bottom paragraph on the left side of page 29. In Cain, Yishlom Zeba Mol Da Alma, but Aviha. He says normally, if you have the moel, the Beis Yosef says, if the father's the moel, maybe he shouldn't make lachniso, because maybe he shouldn't be making the both brachas, but he says like this: Av, He says that the grandfather has he has a greater shaychus to that bracha. Again, if the obviously if the father's there, the father's there, but the grandfather has precedence. Why? He says we don't find that. We don't say that if the father's not there, the royal should be the grandfather. He says, but you know what? We do find that the grandfather has a precedent when it comes to teaching Torah to his grandchildren. Vodatam levanecha. And he says, furthermore, take a look here on page 30. He says, the next paragraph on page 30 on the right side, v'kevan, v'kevan d'chol hu l'mol Torah. In other words, the grandfather has a shaychus to the education of his grandson. And he even quotes from the Kesef Mishnah, l'mchuyev afilu l'iskor. He even has a financial obligation to help. I mean, in those days, they didn't necessarily have yeshivas. You know, they had malamdim come to the house. So he says that he has to be part of the of helping hire a malamed to teach the grandson. So he says that lahachniso b'viso shalom rav avinu the bris milah. Look in the bottom two lines now, page 30 on the right. The Mi'ila v'torah shayachim lahadadi, because just like we just saw from the Olos Ephraim, that when you have the bris milah, not only the physical part comes off, but that spiritual cover that's not letting kedusha penetrate the heart, it also comes off with the bris milah. And since the grandfather has a chiyuv to help with the education of his grandson, son, so memela. He is connected to the mitzvah of Mila also, because the mitzvah of Mila lets the Torah penetrate the heart, which otherwise wouldn't happen. He says, Shemila, he says, Kemosh Kosov Olos Ephraim, top line, third, page 30, left top. Shemila chitzonis hisiva lamina pnimis, the orla slave. Sheimol orla slavavo azia chedre libo psuchim lahavin ulahaskil. He says, once you have the bris milah, so the lave now is opened. Now, as we said, not only the physical milah comes off, but the spiritual cover of an impediment that's covering over the heart comes off. Im ki milah mavo, the milas halev, lahavin, ulhaskil, b'toru mitzvahs. And therefore, he paskins, bottom line at the end of the paragraph, im kain. Left side. Because came in the of Gamkin. He says the grandfather will get the, if the father's not there to make lachniso, give it to the grandfather. Even though normally we hold give it to the sandak, but if the grandfather's there, he gets the precedent. Came nira lefianias daiti, and he signs his name. So it's interesting, like Rav Gifter writes here in Pirkei Torah on page 32, Avram Avinu's Mila was on Yom Kippur. He says, but and it's so apropos because Mila is a, Yom Kippur is a day of purification. And therefore, the person is purified, his body is purified with the bris Mila when the orla is removed of the. And as we said, it's not only the physical, but it's the metaphysical. And therefore, the person now is on track to be able to have Kedusha penetrate himself, etc. So it's interesting that this aspect of Yom Kippur, as I said, is usually not spoken about on Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur is the Zman of, as we say, of purification. But Mamre said to Avraham, you know what? I think it's a good idea. If that's Hashem is commanding you, we should do it dafka today. Don't worry that you're going to come to carry the sakin, it'll be okay, but we need this precedent because purification means that you can have proper education and you can have the proper utensils to let the Torah penetrate in your heart. Hu yiftach libeinu b'saraso, v'yosem. And therefore, that became Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Nimol Avram on Yom Kippur. And that's the Milam Yom Kippur, and that's the purification, and that's the, and as we said, and anyone who's involved in the child's upbringing, especially his obligation of education, has a greater shaychus to his obligation to make sure the Milah is done. So this is something that Avraham Avinu and Mamre was the person behind it, set the tone for future generations for this idea, and that gave this extra element to Yom Kippur. So it's something to think about that the Torah, as Rav David Lifshitz always used to say, the ikur is that the Torah should be nichnas lalev. That's the ikur. You want to learn this style, that style, that's not the point. The point is haikar, as Rav David Lifshitz used to say, sheikanes haTorah lalev. And that's as Hashem, what we see here from this week's parsha. So Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh on Yom Kippur was the Bris Milah of Avraham Avinu. Okay, we wish everyone a good Shabbos, Rav Katan and Rav Levitt and Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Cohen,
Shabbos, Yafikoya.
Joseph Finkelstein and Rabbi Cement and Rav Joel is here. And we thank him and all the Talmidim are here as well. We're going to daven Mincha now. And okay, there's the show. Who's having Akiva? You're daven?
Yeah,
okay.